Anchorage Caucus has discussed this at our prior meetings, and just I wanted to let the members who might not have been present at those meetings know we hope to take up this issue again on March 12th, and we are actively working on and discussing ideas for reappropriating this money that was prior part of this effort to attract a developer. I'd like to say also I do believe there's great potential in the Ship Creek area, and that our best opportunity to have that go forward is to find a new developer.
Further special orders? Representative Willis?
Madam Speaker, I request permission of the floor to speak about the Arctic Winter Games.
Without objection, you have the floor.
Madam Speaker, as you know, beginning this Sunday, the Arctic Winter Games will start in Chugiak, Eagle River. They will continue for 6 days. There will be teams from Alaska, Canada, Russia, Greenland, and Denmark. Traditionally, these athletes will compete for traditional ulus of gold, silver, and bronze. So I'm sure that my compadres from District 24 and 26 will join me in welcoming any of you who might be up that way next week. I just got a copy of the Alaska Star. There was more than 2,000 volunteers that rallied at the Chugiak High School and volunteered to take part in this event, many more than they really had anticipated. So I know that our community is really enthused about this, and I want to extend a welcome to all of you to come join us sometime during the week if your schedules will allow you to do it. Thank you.
Representative Terrio.
The body to speak on the court case underlying House Bill 226.
Without objection, you have the floor.
Thank you. I didn't want to bring this up partially because you're ruling in the length of the debate today, but since there's a bit of time before finance meets. In considering this matter over the summer, and I did consider it quite a bit, I tried to attend the Supreme Court briefings up in Fairbanks when they took place, but I was not able to. So I requested a copy of all the briefings and a tape recording of the arguments that were made. There was a couple of amicus briefs filed in conjunction with the court case, and the judicial interpretation basically is that based on the court's interpretation of our existing statute, that the discrimination is not allowed. Now, in an earlier version of the bill, there was amendments that tried to draw lines around who could and who could not participate, and that being the close economic association. And I'd like to just read a little bit out of this one amicus brief. Says financial liability appears to be an irrational justification for differentiating between employees in terms of compensation. Similarly here, the possibility that married couples may have greater legal obligation to one another under Alaska law is irrelevant to whether the university may offer greater compensation to its married employees than to its unmarried employees, given the clear prohibition in the Human Rights Act, and that is the court's interpretation. Other court rulings illustrate similarly that intramarital obligations may not be relied upon to justify discrimination in the administration of a benefit where the status of being married is irrelevant to the purpose of the benefit sought. So although the earlier version of the bill tried to draw limits around those people that would be able to take advantage of the court's interpretation, I don't believe that it's legally permissible. And in fact, there are briefs that have been filed in the Supreme Court arguing that it's not permissible. And so the allegations that the cost could, it's anybody's guess, I believe are justified. And I may bring this up in the debate if it's brought up for reconsideration. Thank you.
Further special orders? Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I didn't think you were ever going to get to me. I move and ask unanimous consent that the House stand adjourned until 11 o'clock a.m. Wednesday, March the 6th.
We are adjourned till 11 a.m. Wednesday, March the 6th.